It's time to talk with our friends from the Berrien Community Foundation. We have Lisa Cripps Downey joining us from the Berrien Community Foundation. Lisa, how are you this morning?
I am doing great. How are you?
Good to have you. I'm doing fantastic. Lots of things to talk about. We do have a special guest we'll get to in just a moment. But let's talk about some of the great things that are happening at Berrien Community Foundation.
Well, Gotcha Doing Good is happening. We like to say thank you and feature some people who are making our world a little bit better. And Gotcha Doing Good recognition, that can be anything someone is doing to make Berrien County a better, kinder place to be. It could be a neighbor who brought you soup and took care of things when you were ill. Anything that you want to we want to recognize folks who are out there being awesome. And for recently, Gotcha Doing Good recognized Amy Moffitt. She's a teacher at North Elementary School in Watervliet. Amy was nominated because she goes above and beyond with her students all the time. She encourages them all to look for ways to give back to their community. And she recently helped them design a project to create Easter baskets for senior citizens who live in a senior housing complex in Watervliet. And aww. So we just want to say thank you, Amy, for being amazing.
That
now,
is
if
awesome.
You want to nominate somebody who's doing good, you can do that at our website at berriencommunity.org/gotchadoinggood, or just give us a call at 269-983-3304 and tell us a story. There's lots of people out there being wonderful. So let us know so we can recognize them.
Absolutely. I love that you guys do that. Any upcoming grant deadlines going on at Berrien Community Foundation?
Yeah, we've got two big ones coming up. The Frederick S. Upton Foundation Big Idea Grant letters of intent are due on April 1st. Each year, the foundation provides a $150,000 and $125,000 grant to a nonprofit organization that's serving Berrien County. These grants support innovative programming and new ideas to enhance and serve our community. In the letter, you want to include why is this big idea worth funding? Mm-hmm. How will the community be changed for the better? And why this is important to our community? And there's more information you can find on our website, berriencommunity.org. Also, the BCF for Good grant applications are due on April 1st. Agencies can apply for a For Good major grant for up to $15,000 or a For Good minor grant for up to $1,500. BCF for Good grants are looking for projects that help our community in so many ways. Basic needs, arts, environment, arts and culture, community development, senior empowerment, children, strengthening the family. There's a wide variety of grants that are available for Good grants.
Absolutely. And those both you said due April 1st. So no April Fool's Day for that. You're not fooling.
No, this April Fool's for reals.
But speaking of programs that strengthen the family, you brought a special guest with us today.
I did. James Gunter is from Present Pillars, and Present Pillars is a past recipient of a For Good grant. And they work to support fathers in our community to help them be the best that they can be. And we wanted to have him on today to talk about their big news. Present Pillars officially opened the Pillar Center, a facility in downtown Benton Harbor last week. And so here, I'm going to turn it over to James.
Yeah, and you guys had a packed house for that ribbon cutting and grand opening. And that's really amazing. James, tell us a little bit more about the Pillar Center.
Sure. So, and thanks for having me. Mm-hmm. Thanks for Lisa for inviting me as well. So the Pillar Center is basically a place for men and fathers to be and to become the best dads that we can be for our children.
That's awesome. And now that you guys are opening the place up, this Pillar Center, what kind of programming are you going to be doing there?
Sure. So we'll be doing classes to build our capacity. Fellowship to basically engage and build community around fatherhood, build awareness about the importance of fatherhood, and really find ways to organically say, I need help.
Yeah, and I know you have a ton of different classes and programs and things you're going to start out with, and I'm sure that will evolve over time as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. One of the first things we want to do now that we're open is actually open it up to the community and see what kinds of things do men and fathers actually need and want to receive from the center.
Now, with your organization, I know we've talked many times over the past couple of years. What does it mean to your organization, Present Pillars, to now and the mission of your organization to open the Pillar Center?
I think when an organization, a nonprofit especially, finally has a space, it brings a large amount of legitimacy to your mission.
Mm-hmm.
People can now see it. It's a real thing for the client, for the funder, for everyone. It makes a huge difference.
Yeah, it's more than just, you know, supporting you guys for events and things and seeing the stuff that you guys do in small groups, but to now have a really beacon, really a center of all the great work that you guys are doing really is really awesome. Lisa, I know you went to the ribbon cutting and the grand opening there, but how important is it for the foundation to support organizations like Present Pillars as they continue to grow?
Well, the Community Foundation is really proud to support new ideas and help be the incubator for grassroots efforts in our community, help provide that kind of funding. Sometimes I think people want to support something that is long established. Like James said, hey, I've got a building. Mm-hmm. What if you don't have a building, but you do have a great idea? And I think that's important for the Community Foundation. James is such an amazing visionary leader, and he is really in touch with the needs of the community, and we need to listen to him and trust that leadership. So it was really an honor to be able to be there when he was just getting started and be a small part of that kind of help. And now he's gone all in and he has a building and soon a barbershop. It's important for the entire community to just get behind and support this effort and support our dads and our families.
Absolutely. And I know when we always say that the Bering Community Foundation helping those resources meet needs. And I mean, that's one I know you have conversations with organizations all the time about, what do you guys need? What can we do? How can we help you guys grow? How can we help the community? Bering Community Foundation is all about helping those organizations. So if people want to know more about BCF and the great work that you guys do, or have some of those conversations about, hey, we're trying to do this, we're trying to grow, we're trying to help the community, but maybe we need some funding or just to, some networking to make that happen. How do we have those conversations with you guys, Lisa?
But you can always visit our website at BearingCommunity.org. There's a lot of information on the website, but sometimes you just need to talk it out. And so, and we do love to talk. So always call us 269-983-3304.
Fantastic. Well, as always, James, great to talk to you. Thank you for joining us this morning and telling us about the great things that are happening, not only with Present Pillars, but now the brand new Pillar Center, and look forward to more great things. And I'm going to have to schedule a haircut here at some point, hang out at that barbershop. I think I found my new place.
Definitely, Johnny. Thanks for having me. I know you didn't ask me, but also thanks for Bering Community Foundation for being who they are for this community, because a lot of this work could have never happened had they not attached and started listening. So thank you to them, too.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thanks.
We know you guys are great, Lisa, and thank you so much for telling us about all the cool things you guys have going on at Bering Community Foundation.
All right. Everybody have a great day.